This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, Kathy Bates, that's a bad bitch right there.
I don't know how long.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Luke is in the building. Show and Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. TV Tyler, who is he's going to be on TV. We don't have a date yet, but he is going to be on TV soon. I think Sunday night. I think, but he's going to be on TV, so TV Tyler's in the building.
Can you say it without a date? Couldn't I also say, like, I'm going to be on TV? I don't have a date yet either, but maybe
he's got
some
the call, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got the call.
That's fair.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, I'm being called up.
Got the call. There it is.
Yeah, I'm on my way from Sugarland.
Yeah, first producer in the history of, I don't know if that's true, to get on.
Probably.
Yeah, let's just do that. First producer ever. Figgy and Ben will be there next after him, but he is opening up the doors.
I'm breaking right through this thing for him.
Yeah, breaking it through. But check him out as he will be on TV coming up soon. But did want to give some news here on a little 5 o'clock fire. Let's start with the Texans here. Ronald Darby, he was a guy that Nick Caserio and company brought in from free agency, a veteran, 31 years old. Has played 10 years, played for multiple teams, played in big games as well. He had been brought in the offseason, but this coming out from many sources, Texans veteran corner Ronald Darby intends to retire and has told the team of his plans per league source. Texans are well-stocked at the corner position, including Derek Stingley Jr., Kamari Lassiter, and drafted versatile USC corner Jalen Smith. In the third round, that report coming from Aaron Wilson. But Ronald Darby has decided to retire. Not sure the reasons why. I'm certain he was at OTAs last week working and getting going early. But he has decided to retire. How much do you see, Luke, this being an effect potentially? Because that's the first thing you look at. One, all right, man, he's retired. He deserves to. He did it early enough. He didn't do it like my guy. Who was the guy for the Bills that just did it in the first quarter?
Yeah, Vontae Davis.
Yeah. Just walked out. Did we lose him?
Yeah.
Damn it. Anyway, he did it early, second week of OTAs. But in your mind, football-wise, on the field for the Texans, how big of a loss do you see this as?
I don't think it's a very big loss on the field. He say what you will about these ratings and rankings and such, but he was ranked as the third worst cornerback in football last year. So I don't think you're missing much performance-wise on the field. The biggest thing to me was just that veteran leadership for a position group that has a lot of young guys. But I thought you brought up a good point earlier that they'll have opportunities between now and week one to add some sort of veteran presence there after these teams make cuts this summer or whatever, you know, pluck someone off a practice squad, whatever it might be. So with that being said, it's not that huge of a hole to fill. Find some other veteran between now and week one to add to that room to help those young guys. But I wouldn't have expected a ton from Darby on the field for the on-field performance because, unfortunately, I just don't think he had a lot left in the tank. There's a reason why when he signed with the Texans, I mean, it was a one-year, $2 million deal for a 10-year veteran. The market wasn't very much for him, wasn't very big this offseason. So I think he's, all due respect, he had a good career, but I think he's easily replaceable. And like I said, I think it's more off the field of what needs to be replaced as opposed to some sort of big impact on the field that they were going to get from him in the upcoming season.
Yeah, I've thought about this a little bit more as someone texted in. Does this open up a cap? I mean, it's not going to be a big thing. He wasn't making.
Yeah, $2 million
too much
was his
money.
Contract.
When I look at this, though, I don't think it's going to be, you know, a killer. I don't think they're scrambling or anything. But I would say they are either going to need a guy like a Jalen Smith, Miles Bryant, to really step up. And I feel like they've almost thought those guys would be more nickel guys. Tremont Smith, who I think really more had history in this league as a punt returner. Or they are going to have to find a third guy. Right, because outside-wise, right now, they go Derek Stingley, Kamari Lassiter, and really Tremont Smith and D'Angelo Ross with experience. Right, and I don't know how much you would love being in positions like they were the last couple of years. Last year, Kamari Lassiter had to miss a couple of games with an injury, and I think D'Angelo Ross was the primary guy, and he had struggles against Green Bay. And we, you know, hopefully Derek Stingley's injury situation is more like it was last year than the previous years before that. But I do think it's not pressing, but I do think they do need to find a third corner. Another corner that would have to come into games just in case. Because, you know, you felt pretty good with Ronald Darby as a third corner if he had to come in with experience. And right now it would be Tremont Smith or D'Angelo Ross. So, but as I said, and you mentioned there earlier, we talked about this, they will have ample opportunity when teams cut guys, when they're watching guys, other guys that can fill a potential third corner role. They'll have the ability to find that, but I do think it's not just like, oh, they've got so much depth back there, they're good. Right now, D'Angelo Ross and Tremont Smith would be your next up. And I don't know how much you want that. Right. So I do think they are going to have to find somebody.
Yeah, it was my biggest concern this offseason for that defense was the depth at the cornerback position. So I agree. I think they need to add someone. I just think it's, all due respect to Darby, who just retired. I don't want to, you know, dance on the grave here. But I just think you'll be able to find somebody of equal or better talent to add to that room before the start of the season. So in that regard, it's a loss in terms of the body back there, but not in terms of what I would expect the production to be this year. I think that's fairly easily replaceable, and that's not to put the guy down, but he retired for a reason. I don't think he had a lot left in the tank based off of his performance last year.
No, that's fair. That's fair. And like we said, I think they'll be able to easily find that. Also, if you weren't aware, some of you I know maybe just get in your cars over the weekend, it was reported why C.J. Stroud wasn't throwing during OTAs, and it's reported as he wasn't throwing due to a tight shoulder muscle. It is not considered to be serious. Quote from a source, no concern whatsoever. And he could return to activity this week of OTA. So that is the reason why he didn't throw. That's where he has been right now. So that's the latest on C.J. Stroud.
I hate to be the old man yelling at the clouds, but if you're not throwing footballs at practice, I don't want to see you at DreamCon, whatever it was, shooting threes this weekend.
I think there are a lot of fans that probably feel that way.
Yeah, I think it's a bad look.
This is not as bad as your Scott Hansen take.
Oh, please.
The Scott Hansen take, that's out of control. I still have not recovered from that.
There's a lot of people out there afraid to speak up about their Scott Hansen disdain.
Now you're a martyr. There's a lot of people
that's right.
who are afraid to speak up
yeah,
about
I'll do
Scott
it for
Hansen.
You here on that these airwaves.
That is the first I've heard. I hate Scott Hansen.
Chris Hansen, the better Hansen on TV.
It's not bad, but it's... But Mbop, they're the better Hanson. Mbop.
I would take that Hanson over Scott Hanson.
You would take Zach Taylor. What's the third one? Why do I know their names?
I could.
You would take them as the host of Red Zone?
Yeah, I would.
Shut up, man.
Probably have better voices.
5 o'clock fire.
He got him! Hader closes the door on a 1-0 shutout. Two-hit combined shutout for the Astros. And despite being outscored 30-9, that's a series split.
All right, they split the series, and they end that homestand. They're a half game behind Seattle. A crazy up-and-down weekend. It was either the Astros winning a close one or the Rays just absolutely scoring a ton of runs and creating some distance between them and the Astros. So they did what they needed to do. They're a half game out, even with the injuries and the injury to Yordan Alvarez that's come out. Chaz McCormick has also gone to the IL, injuring himself on a check swing, of course. But this series, they got what they needed to get done, right, Luke? They split with the Rays in that four-game series. They sweep that little two-game series they had with the A's, and then they take three or four from the Mariners, which really gotten them in. So they have put themselves, by the way, kudos to the guys on the field. Kudos to Joe Espada, the captain, and his staff. Because this would be a real, real heat check if the Astros weren't playing as well as they have and they weren't in the standings where they are. If this was a team that was kind of in the situation they were last year, 6, 7, 8, 9, all the way to 10 games back right now with the weird stuff happening with Yordan Alvarez and all of the injuries, this thing would be really hot right now on the Astros. So shout out to them for playing well, Ray.
Yeah, and you get the Pirates, like you said, so hopefully you could stack a few more wins. And then the Guardians will be tough, and then you get the White Sox at home after that. So you buy yourself a little time, hopefully knock on wood here, over the next about 10 days with this schedule. Then you even get the A's after that, the Angels. So this is a bit of an easier stretch in the schedule than that 17 consecutive game stretch for them. And hopefully, you know, you stack some wins while also eventually getting some guys back. It was good that they won yesterday. You get the great Hunter Brown performance, and you earn that split. But just with the way those games went, when you get outscored by that much over the course of a four-game series, to me, that split, and then you factor in the Yordan news, it almost felt like a losing weekend to me.
Overall, yeah, with the Yordan news, absolutely.
Especially. So you get the day off today, try to bounce back in Pittsburgh, and you get to see Paul Skeens. So that'll be interesting.
Good God, what's that line? I'm going to look like that day.
I think he matches up against Lance McCullers, I believe.
Oh, Lord.
So, that is correct.
Yeah, so that's going to be fascinating.
This will be fun. I want to see if Lance turns. Did he really turn the corner that last day? We'll see there. By the way, also, Yordan's not the only injury news. The Astros, and he was in center field yesterday and in the lineup, called up Jacob Melton, one of their top prospects, because they had to put D's nut, Zach DiCenzo, on the IL with a... Here we go. Left hand inflammation. This would be the same thing, except for maybe they're better with left hands. Right? Wasn't I believe Yordan's was a right hand inflammation. Maybe they're better with left hands here. But that's where Zach is, so I'm concerned like hell for Zach that this hopefully it is just inflammation. If it's the same thing that they saw with Yordan Alvarez, we need to get 8, 9, 10 other opinions right now. Somebody step up. Somebody step up out there and say, I will look at the imaging. I will. They ought to have several sets of eyes on it.
Yeah, someone on the text line earlier said they're an X-ray technician. You got to get them on the payroll. Have them take a look. They'd probably be better off.
Somebody. Hansen's better off.
Chris Hansen. He gets to the bottom of things.
The Hansen singer.
Yeah. We need a translator for these medical reports. Like when they say that hand inflammation, what does that really mean? That's where we're getting to the point here. Hey,
in my mind, I feel like they're looking at these bad boys like this, Tyler.
Yes. Mr. Magoo is taking on the medical staff examining the X-ray results.
You see anything? Because in my mind, I feel like it's five of them together. And I ain't seeing that, boss. You seeing anything?
Maybe a hairline. Nope, nope. That looks okay.
Yeah. Shine some light on this thing. What are you seeing?
It's like medicine from over 100 years ago where you were just guessing. And they're like, oh, headaches? Okay, we'll just drill holes in your head and that will help. We'll try that.
Your hand's fine, Jordan. Just drink more milk. Should be good in a few days.
My man Zach said when they told him, man, looks like you just got hand inflammation. And over there, Jordan's over there. Shaking his hand.
Don't listen to him, bro. Don't listen to him.
Yeah, I got a guy. Hopefully he's good because he was swinging the bat well and was a good option, especially an option when you know that that he's going to be down for a while.
These nuts got him.
5 o'clock fire.
Meaning you're not out. Also, Astros news, this coming out. HPD has just announced that it was an intoxicated bettor located overseas that was behind the vile threats to Houston Astros pitcher Lance McCullers Jr. and his family. The man admitted that he was gambling and lost money and was inebriated when he sent the threat. Well,
that's one POS human being right there.
I hope my hope to this is one, that they get his overseas ass and he is punished to whatever extent that he can be punished. I was drunk. I was intoxicated. Now, when you're intoxicated ass, let out your true feelings. You are a bad person.
Back.
Not a bad moment. You're a bad person. You get drunk and threaten people's 5-year-old kids. You're a bad person. Right? And I just hope fellas, that we know Lance hired extra security for his family. I hope this puts them at ease to understand that it was this buffoon, wherever he is, and this isn't somebody that's walking around lurking. I hope that is the case. I wouldn't imagine if Lance would say, nah, man, I'm going to go ahead and keep this thing rolling. But hopefully, this is what Clint was saying. I hope the guy comes out, says this, and says he was the one who did it, whatever reason, so that they can feel comfortable. I hope that at least happens.
Yeah, you get some sort of closure, I suppose, with that. I'm sure he didn't come back when he was sober and apologize afterwards, so don't just blame him. Like, I was drunk, sorry. It's always the betting, and I never get, as a degenerate myself, I never get being honest. Of course. I never get this thought process, though, of blaming others. Like, you knew who was pitching. You bet on the team. Don't blame others when you make that decision and lose your bet or lose money. And unfortunately, that's how these stories usually go, that the people reaching out these terrible messages aren't even necessarily fans of the team, but they were betting on the player or the team. And we all know that when you lose money, right, some people can get crazy. So it's the ugly side. It's the terrible side of the whole legalized sports betting, or even when it's not legal in some areas, and how serious people take this and how they blame the wrong people when you're the one that placed the bet. But there's a good show, The Better Sister, that just came out on Amazon that deals with some of this, of that, those online threats. And it's a terrible part of society. It should never happen. And like you said, hopefully this guy gets what he deserves based off of his actions.
A loser with a loser-ass mentality.
But like, listen, I know you guys have gotten pissed on bets. I know there's players you're like, damn it, whatever. My God, such and such. James Harden cost me money.
Been drunk a few times, too.
Right, like Christian Walker cost me money. Whatever cost me money. But the step and the leap to, that guy cost me money, to let me threaten his 5-year-old daughter.
I know.
Dumbass.
Yeah. I could never imagine doing such a thing.
The leap of that.
Right.
Like, that is... All right, coming up, Nick Caley. Listening to Nick Caley talk about what his offense could potentially look like and hearing him explain it, we'll let you hear what he had to say coming up next, because it is, I think it spawns a conversation for us to have. That's next, right here, live on The Drive.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's absolutely not true. I've sat here and tried to think of if I have a Scott Hansen, as Reggie from In the Loop has just texted us and said, what did he say about that take?
That's
a terrible Hansen take. Yeah, he did not agree. That was a first timer. And I know deep down that there is like somewhere in anything that people, like, I think 90% of sports fans have no issue with Scott Hansen. But clearly Luke does, and there's a couple of texters who are going with him. I'm trying to think if I have that with somebody else. Tyler said it's my Al Michaels take. But I don't think that's true. I think a lot of people are wearing thin with Al Michaels, and my Al Michaels thing stems from he pulled that Jay Leno thing to Conan O'Brien. He pulled the Jay Leno thing and just said, I'll stay a little longer.
That really gets you fired up.
Man, I could see the hurt and pain in Mike Tirico's Italian eyes. I could see it. I could just see it. Like, I gotta sit here and act like I'm really enjoying this Kentucky Derby and this Preakness, because this is the biggest thing I'm gonna do all year. because my whole thing was I'm leaving Monday Night Football with John Gruden to come over to NBC to take over and work with Chris Collinsworth.
I love Joe Mixon.
And I'm over here having to work with Jason Garrett time and time again. Then they try to shove that Notre Dame football on him, and he gave it. I saw it. I think people are getting annoyed with Al Michaels. I'm trying to think of anywhere. Ron, yours is Jim Nance. I think there are people who are not big Jim Nance fans.
Yeah. You just shut up and let me do my job.
I mean, it's just natural with those guys. Like, people think Jim and Joe Buck are against their teams. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't think I'm alone on that one. But there's got to be somebody.
Forget Juan Soto's age.
You remember that time frame we went through where everybody got tired of Dick Vitale?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. And it took that, you know, cancer kind of brought it back, which is very sad.
Yeah. I was never a Vitale guy.
Love Dick. Then it was like, all right. It was like, if you watch wrestling, it was like John Cena's moves. We all know what's coming. Every last one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Hulk Hogan, we know what's coming. Here we go. Let's get this leg drop out the way. Let's shake our heads. Let's Hulk up. We all knew Diaper Dandies was coming. We could all say it with him, and he just got old. And then we lost him, and he lost his voice, and we felt better about Dick Vitale. I just want to clear that up for Tyler.
You know me.
That's one he will hang. He will let him hang. All right. This is what Nick Caley had to say when the question was asked to him. What does a Nick Caley offense look like?
Well, it depends on the players we got, and that's not a cop-out. That's the reality of it. So it can evolve, be willing to change and do whatever we need to do that's necessary based on who we have and who we're playing. Whether that's, again, you want to get big in terms of multiple personnel or not, gap schemes or zone schemes, you know, committing to more play action or not, that's going to really be dependent on, you know, what your personnel dictates and who you have available. So, again, that's the great part about this year is we get to do a lot of different things and really put a lot of guys in different positions to run certain routes, some of them which some of these guys have never done anything, you know, or certain routes that we have, and they might be just exclusively outside receivers that we're working inside and vice versa. So it's a good opportunity just to see what these guys can do.
So what
can
was
you
the
translate that?
I've not really taken this because I've just really kind of listened to that first part of the whatever the guy. What did he say like the offense was to you?
Not a one particular thing. It depends on who's available. It depends on the matchups. It'll be fluid. I don't know. I came away with no more clarity than I entered.
Because that was the wonder was, all right, well, like, what does it look like? What kind of offense will they have? And the thought was, we've seen him spend many years in New England as the tight ends coach and on that offensive staff. And then we've seen him over the last couple of years as a tight end coach and passing game coordinator with the Rams. So we're talking the Patriots, which is the Josh McDaniel style of things, and then we're talking about the Rams, which is Sean McVay. So there's a thought was, hey, will it go either one of those? Will he go with what he's been with McVay? Will it be from the Patriots? Will it be a mesh of both? What will it be? Right there, that sounds like the Bill O'Brien style of basically it is the matchup and more of what we have as opposed to which is New England as opposed to like the Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, where we have, you know, several hallmarks of what our offense is about and what we do. Play action, you know, run game, all of that. This does sound like, for the first time, where he sounded like we're more over to what the New England style of things are. That's what that sounded like with a little bit of Nick Caserio in it. That's what that sounded like from, I don't know, hey, zone, run, like a little bit of everything. So it does seem like they are skewing towards New England and not the McVay side of things.
Yeah, I can see that based off of those comments, but I think still it's been so vague that it's hard to really know. I mean, we're still just guessing at this point. So the idea of being a matchup-based offense, I guess, leans more
that
towards
is
New England.
Straight New England. Yeah. Now, it could be, you know, I'm certain he will pull some concepts, I would assume, mm-hmm. that he got from working with Sean McVay, a great offensive mind like he has. But it doesn't seem like there is all right, this is what we do, and we're going to kind of run.
That's right,
what Bobby Slowick was.
Yeah.
In many offenses, this is what we do, and this is what we're going to run.
Yeah, and I
prefer.
We're going
to run these things throughout the game, and mm-hmm. maybe we change some things up based off what we're getting.
I prefer this method, what Nick laid out, because I think that's more of coaching. I mean, you have to react to the players in front of you, not only on your team, but that you're going up against and the opponent. And different teams do different things, and they have certain strengths and weaknesses. And that was the old Belichick of always, you know, taking advantage of their weaknesses and taking away their strengths. So I think that's a better way to approach it. Bobby Slowick, I think maybe even at times was too stubborn with his approach. So I like the what sounds like the willingness to be adaptable as the season goes along. But still, you come out of that question or that answer, and I don't know if we still have a lot more clarity. As I said earlier, my follow-up would have been, you know, well, you know the pieces. Looking at the personnel you have here, the roster you have here, what would that type of offense look like? Because he did kind of use a cop-out. But, yeah, if we're trying to place him in one of two categories, the Rams or the Patriots, I guess he has, based off of his actions, leaned more towards the New England way. But still remains to be seen. We have to actually see these guys get out there.
D'Amico said at when they made the move, we wanted to take this offense to the next level. And mm-hmm. the biggest move they made was Nick Caley. They didn't make a ton of big, high-profile moves. They made some big moves. Let me say this. They didn't bring in any high-profile guys on what was thought to be the biggest problem, the offensive line. Right? Got a young quarterback, got these things that he has on his plate. Do you believe he can take this thing? Like, is there belief that he can take this thing to whatever this next level that D'Amico is saying? Is there belief in you that Nick Caley can do that?
Yes, there is. Now, if I was betting on it, honestly, admittedly, I'd probably bet against it happening. But yeah, absolutely. I think that there is a chance for it to occur. We see a lot of times these guys that kind of come out of nowhere and are doing the job for the first time, like a Kevin Stefanski. I'm just trying to run through names off the top of my head, but these guys that take over offenses, even Sean McVay was a nobody when he, you know, got the opportunity. Yep. And there's just some really smart people out there. He might be that type of guy that finally given the opportunity to run an offense, he can really do some special things with this staff. Would I bet on that? No, I don't think so because of the lack of track record. But sure, I would give him the chance, chance that he could do it.
Definitely has a chance. Yeah, it's just it does. It is interesting to see if people lean towards the space of, man, I believe this is, like, he's going to be good, or space of, I hope he's going to be good. Like, I hope that is the case. Some folks have made hires where it's not really a hope thing.
Right.
There's a belief.
Right.
And I say they're going to be. Like, when Denver brought in Sean Payton, there was a belief.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Saints have just gotten, you know,
Kellen Moore
from Philly. I think there's a belief their offense.
Yeah, because there's more of a track record.
Yes. Yeah. That's and track record is probably where this thing rolls, right? And now I do. There's some. I do like that he's come from multiple successful offensive systems. It's just what does he look like putting those together?
Yeah, and that's almost kind of a concern of mine though, because I think that's one of the laziest things that we do in this country, or I guess even just more so in the sports world, of trying to hire somebody that's close to that success. And we've seen so many teams run into problems where they just hire from the Belichick coaching tree because, like, oh, you coach with Bill Belichick, you must be really smart too. Or, oh, you coach with Kyle Shanahan, Bobby Slowick, or Sean McVay, like, you must be an offensive genius too. And it's like a copy of a copy. The more times you use a VHS, the worse the quality becomes. Or the more times you make a copy on the old copy machines, the further you get away from the original, the less the quality becomes. And so I think it's similar here where you try to get that next Sean McVay because you can't get Sean McVay. But the further you move away from those guys, the lesser the quality. And so who knows if he is anything remotely close to a McVay or a Belichick just because he's been in those same buildings.
Well, all right, let's make some money. And I got a thought on potentially I don't have the balls to make the bet, but I think there is a bet out there that could be made and has a chance to win a little cash. We'll discuss all of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Clint is out today, but Luke Morrow always fills in and does a great job. We appreciate you stepping in and holding it down. I think you'll be here tomorrow with Brandon Scott.
Yes, sir.
I will be in Aruba coming up here in just a bit. I felt like when I said that was like rubbing it in or something. I didn't mean to do that.
Rub that thing in, man. I'd rather be on a beach.
Only you can make that nasty. Rub that thing on in, huh?
Yeah,
coming up behind us, things. Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer and the great John Harris discuss a great honor that head coach D'Amico Ryans is up for. So make sure you're listening for that, as well as Area 45. the best late night sports talk show host, talk show in Houston. Not an individual host. All of them are great, but the best late night sports talk in all of Houston. They follow them up Area 45. It'll be live. It'll be local. I'm sure they'll talk about a lot of the Yordan Alvarez news that's going on. So stay tuned as Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago hold it down. We'll get you a chance to win a little cash here in just a bit. I was thinking, since it didn't get into good use, maybe I'll I was going to ask Tyler, maybe bring in that
the panties?
Bring in them panties. Bring in that Speedo. I'll take a night in there. I'll eat them puppies up.
I'm not sure me and you are the same size, my friend.
Doesn't matter.
I thought we were going to see him for the weigh-in today.
You thought I was going to throw him out there, dive in there with him?
Yeah. Cut down on that half pound with the shorts and the clothes. Would you imagine? Step up on that scale.
I just went out there.
America.
Just went out there and just swallowed that thing up. Nothing but thighs and stomach, belly button, and a long ass. Crack. Right there, boy. That wouldn't be it. Tyler, that's why I see it. I almost said, man, somebody's got to wear it. Now, damn it, somebody's got to wear it. We're both going out of the country. Somebody's got to wear it. And if, Tyler, you won't do it as a leader, I'll step up and do it.
Hey, I got leadership qualities. I'll bring it in here.
Man.
You're leaving tomorrow. Ain't no way I'm getting you these panties.
I know it. That thong right there, that will...
It's not a thong.
It'll be a thong on me.
That thing
will exercise some demons right there. That'll hurt.
If you wore them, would there be an actual photo of you in them?
Oh, I'd take one. If I put those suckers on, yeah, I would take one.
That'd be lunchtime for the long crack.
Text line coming in. Rob Torres, Ron, the showing too much, Hughley. It's a good one. Showing way too much. I wonder, boy, there have to be somebody on that beach that would be into that. There might be a suitor.
Yeah. What do they say? There's a lid for every pot.
Shut up, Luke. Luke, yeah.
Absolutely.
It'll be a conversation starter. Hey, ladies. Huh? How we doing? No, man, I'll leave that to Tyler.
Maybe that's how they roll in Aruba.
Maybe that is. Somebody does. By the way, NBA Finals are set up. Pacers are going to play OKC. What was it? A 7? I saw 700. Minus 700. Is it worse?
No, I did check earlier. It is 700, and Pacers are plus 500.
There it is. Isn't that? The Pacers have, like, the best record in the NBA for, like, the last month and a half. You two degenerates tell me, like, isn't that the type of potential... Hey, I'm gonna throw a little cash at this. Throw a little money at this to make a little bread, because I know you, what'd you say, gentlemen sweep?
Yeah.
I think some people are saying sweep. I see some people text in. I don't know, man. I wanna see what that series, I wanna see what those two teams plan. Now, I wanna see what that looks like. Like, I think OKC's got no mind running with the Pacers, but you don't know what it's like running with the Pacers for 7 games until you run with the Pacers. And let's just be honest. I mean, they have taken out some good teams. I mean, the Cavs were a really good team. Now, there were some injuries for the Cavs, but they just throttled them in 5. And so, I don't know. It could be closer to me, but I feel like that'd be a little nice little spot to put some money on it. If Indiana were to win this series and to have success that clearly Vegas and others don't believe they would have, what would have to happen to you, in your opinion?
So, it's a good question. I don't know. You asked me earlier during the commercial break. I don't really know. I think the Pacers' strength is they do not turn the basketball over. Right? They were top 5, or however you want to look at it, bottom 5 in turnovers this year. Top 5 in terms of fewest turnovers.
Yeah.
And then I think their biggest strength this postseason has been how well they share the basketball. I know Bill Simmons had a great stat of the teams that won as many playoff games as the Pacers have and average as many assists as the Pacers have. There's 10 of them, and I think it was like 8 out of 10 won the NBA Finals, and the two that lost in like Game 7. So teams that distribute the ball as well as the Pacers have usually win the championship. So I think those are their strengths. If they take care of the basketball and they pass it around well and they play good team basketball and offense,
they're going to score.
They have so far.
Now,
yeah.
now OKC is
that's the
be
problem,
the best
though.
Defensive team they've right. played. But they're, I mean, that game, what was that, game five? That was the first game they hadn't hit 100 points in the postseason in the series against the Bucks, the Cavs, and up to that point against the Knicks. So I feel like they're going to score. Obviously, like Minnesota scored in several games against OKC. Denver scored several games. The one close game was 128-126. My thing is, the Pacers have a couple of wings or guards that could potentially give Shai some problems. Like they wore down. Now, obviously, Brunson is not Shai. But they wore him down, and he did not have the production that he normally has, Brunson. And does guys like Nembhard, does guys like Naismith, are they able to slow him down and make this a game where the other pieces have to really come about to make up the scoring because they've slowed him down. They've done it to Brunson, right? You know, they now Donovan went to hell off on him most of the time, but nobody else did. So that's the one to me is Naismith, Nembhard, are they able to kind of slow him down? Benedict as well, are they able to slow him down a bit? So I don't know. I think it's a little closer than maybe some may look at.
The Pacers haven't won a playoff game this year when scoring less than 114. I just think the Thunder, all the things I said that the Pacers do well, I think the Thunder can counteract that because they are such a good defensive team.
That's the thought. Yeah, I want to see how good they are against this team that's running, getting easy buckets. All right, Tyler, let's win a little cash. You finished 66. No, you didn't finish.
That was a bad week. It's in the rear view. We ain't got to talk.
You're right. You ain't got to look at that.
Yeah.
Christian Walker bit with something. All right, what do you got to kick off the week? Where are you at right here? Let's see what Luke likes, what we like here.
Yeah, let's get Monday started in the green. A little profit, a little cash in your pockets, Houston. A little best bets, and I got five of them. Not a whole lot of sports going on around the world of sports
tonight. I'm betting against the Rockies every time, but go ahead.
Yeah, they make an appearance to start us off. Here are your five best bets. They're all baseball tonight. First, I got the Marlins. I got their money line in the first five innings. So at the end of five innings, I'm on that money line for the Marlins. Got it at -145 because they are hosting those crappy-ass Rockies that Ron was just talking about tonight. So Marlins first five money line. Then I got the Red Sox overall money line. I got that at -140 tonight as they host the Angels. Next, yet another money line for you. The Brew Crew up in Milwaukee. Brewers -105. It's almost a toss-up in that game, according to the odds makers, as they travel to play a game at the Reds. I'm on the Brewers to win that game. And then an over and an under here to finish things out. First, Padres at Giants tonight. I'm on over 7.5 runs in that one. And then your under here is going to be Twins as they travel to take on the Oakland, the Vegas, wherever the hell they're from.
They might be getting drunk. No, they're not in Vegas yet. They're in Sacramento.
Yes.
All right, damn it.
Twins at A's under 9.5 runs in that one for you. Those are your five best bets. If you missed any, check it out on my Twitter, at Timo Real Deal. Boys, do y'all love any of those or hate any of them?
I just want to say the Rockies have surprisingly opened up with a 1-0 lead here in the first inning.
Oh, they already got started.
Great. But I just
so that first bet's off and running, huh?
I just want to also say on that, in the bottom of that first inning, they have opened up by giving up a single and a double, so they've got runners on second and third with no out right now. As they're going to have their only lead of the day. I would have said I'm going anything Rockies against them. Twins and A's. Who's pitching in that game? I'd like to see that.
You even wrote it down. Now I don't know where I put it.
I'm with you on the Brewers. I like the Brewers pick. Hopefully they pull it off. And I think I like the Red Sox too.
The Colorado Rockies are the most embarrassing thing I've seen. And you all need to stop going to the damn game. Y'all got something else to do. There's a lot of other
wins than Hunter Brown.
They've got, but they're like top 10 in attendance. What the hell's going on?
Denver's beautiful.
I mean, they don't go. Yeah. Tie game, by the way.
Let's go.
1-1. on a wild pitch. All right. Tyler, great job as usual. Luke, great job. Have fun with B. Scott and the crew tomorrow. I am headed to Aruba.
Have fun, man. Have a good trip.
Oh, please don't gain a bunch of weight. All right. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby. When someone else instead of me. I am going to give this everything I have. Everything I am, John. Damn it, I am. I'm coming. All right, I'm bringing.
Whoa.
God, why do y'all have to be so nasty, man?
Whoa.
You didn't take that as
fresh off the weekend. You know I'm coming in here horny, and then you're talking about, hey.
Man, this is an age thing, man. You and Reggie just, put your hands up. Can't even have the thing.
Dangerous business.
It is, clearly with you two.
The top-ranked show in the city. Boner alert.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.